Welcome, fellow runners, to The Law of Running, the first and only podcast that helps runners understand their legal rights. I'm attorney and runner Steve Eggergard. You know, I've been running since I was 3 weeks shy of my 19th birthday, and I'm coming up on 53 now, so that's a lot of years of running, and almost all of it has been outside. Except recent years, I've been driven inside because I just don't take nearly as many chances on the ice anymore or on snow. So as I've gotten older, I've gone into the gym more often, onto the treadmill. We don't have room for a treadmill at home, so I rely on a neighborhood gym, and it's been great. The gym is just right around the corner, but like all gyms, it's been shut down now for several weeks during the coronavirus pandemic. And so I've been out on the streets, and like a lot of you, I know. And it hasn't been a big deal here in Minnesota because the weather has been really good for running in March and April. But I know many of you in southern climates were getting up to the month's wind. Sometimes you get driven inside because of hot weather, humid weather, and the gym ends up being the place where you need to run as well. And of course, gyms are important places for a lot of us when it comes to cross training. So the question arises, as gyms now reopen in some states and communities, or at least have the ability to reopen, what are your runner's legal rights in the gym with respect to getting sick? None of us wants to think about getting sick from the virus, and for many of us, running is an important way to keep our immunities up, but nobody can guarantee that that's going to work, of course, and we've read some stories of some pretty fit people who have been gotten pretty sick from the virus. So what happens if you get sick and you think it might be linked to the gym? Can you turn around and blame the gym? Could you actually sue the gym in court? Well, the first place to look to answer that question is the fine print in the agreement you have with the gym. And I can almost guarantee you that there's some language in there that tries to shield the gym and its owners and its personal trainers and other employees from pretty much any and all liability that might arise from your use of the facility. And, you know, that might include falling off treadmills or misuse of equipment or those sorts of things. But I'll tell you, the gyms likely would try and have that language applied pretty broadly, including to a virus outbreak like what we're seeing now. Under the law, these are known as exculpatory clauses. I refer to them as a don't blame me, blame yourself clause from the gym's perspective, that is. Don't blame the gym, blame yourself for injuries that occur in the gym. Well, is it fair? Are these enforced all the time? Well, they are not enforced all the time. No commercial entity, and gyms are commercial entities, no commercial entity can shield itself completely from liability under these sorts of clauses. They can't do criminal things. They cannot ignore known high hazards without warning us about those or taking steps to rectify them. When specific promises are made about a particularly suitability of a particular facility for running, sometimes judges have not enforced these clauses. But you know, unless a gym is making a specific ironclad promise that we have cleaned the facility and we have social distancing in place to guarantee that you will not get sick in our gym, the chances are pretty high that those clauses lurking in the background, those exculpatory clauses, are going to be enforced. So, and even if they were not enforced, we as runners still face an uphill battle in a situation like that. Even without contractual language that favors the gym, we'd still have to prove the gym caused our illness. That's just really basic under the law, that when you try and hold somebody responsible for an injury, it's your obligation, your duty, your burden as the plaintiff in that litigation to prove that somebody's wrongdoing caused your injury. The problem with a pandemic, you know, again, this is uncharted territory, of course, because we haven't had a pandemic of this nature in our country for more than 100 years. But still, the nature of something like this, at least from a lawyer's perspective, is that causation is really hard to prove because, you know, who's to say you did not contract the virus when you're walking from your car into the gym? Who's to say it didn't happen at the grocery store? Who's to say it didn't happen when you were out running with or without a mask? And whether you have a legal obligation to run a mask is a subject for another day. But, you know, from now, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, of course. And if anything, being a lawyer has taught me how little I know about scientific things sometimes. But through a lawyer's prism, if I were defending a case on behalf of a gym like this, a gym that got sued by a runner, I'd point to other causal factors just to put some doubt in the jury's mind. So these principles will apply once we get back to our new version of normal as well. So it's something to keep in mind now as we ponder potential illnesses and whether we're to blame or whether somebody else might be to blame. These general principles, they're going to apply even when the virus goes away. The truth is, running is filled with risks. Of course, society in general is filled with risks, but running in particular. Some of them we know, some of them are pretty clear, such as, you know, crossing an intersection against a red light. Some of them we might not know, such as a condition that can be brought on by drinking too much water as opposed to drinking not enough water, which brings on dehydration. But you can have injury from drinking too much water, too. Some of us know that, others don't. But the bottom line is that legally, oftentimes, runners are going to be held responsible for not only what we know, but what we should have known about our sport. And that's that is the reality of the law of running today. Well, that's it for today. I hope I've given you some context of your rights in the gym as we return to having that be an option for us. Go to my website, lawofrunning.com, to find additional content and a link to where you can order my book by the same name, The Law of Running. Thanks to Kabbalistic Village for the theme music, and please visit composer Menachem Mengel's page on SoundCloud. A last word with a legal disclaimer. I'm not giving you legal advice, and I cannot give you legal advice, because the laws are different in every state and nation. If you need legal help, reach out to a lawyer in your area who knows the law the best and is in the best position to help you in your particular situation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Steve Aggregard, and this is The Law of Running.